Good morning. I'm Jordan Hansen.
I'm Amanda Miller.
And I'm Emma Fogarty. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio broadcast from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, we celebrated the 30th anniversary of GALA, the annual fundraiser that generates thousands of dollars in income for Garrigan and Seton. This year's GALA brought in $370,000, the third highest total on record. Thanks to everyone who planned and organized the event, and to all those who donated gifts, to all the people who worked on Saturday night, and to everyone who attended and bid on the items. It takes hundreds of people to make GALA successful, and we really are grateful to everyone.
Several big awards are announced at GALA each year. This year, the Excellence in Catholic Education Award, which is named after longtime Garrigan administrator, Father Cecil Friedman, went to Colleen Conway Schultz. For more than 20 years, Mrs. Schultz has been a familiar face around Garrigan. She works to help students succeed, particularly those who have a little bit of trouble, but who haven't been formally diagnosed as needing resource help. Colleen also works as a substitute teacher, but she's probably best known for building our dance squad into a powerhouse success it is today. Congratulations on this big honor, Colleen Conway Schultz.
Yesterday and today, people from around the area have been busy doing packaging for parish families against hunger. The food goes to assist people from St. Cecilia's twin parish at St. Jean de Chantal in Haiti. Many Garrigan students are among those doing the packaging, and earlier this year, Bryce Capacious, Gabe Trainer, and Leah DeLang joined some older St. Cecilia's parishioners on a mission trip to Haiti. Garrigan also had a special project at school to package meals for needy people in Mississippi.
Spring sports season is here. Leading the boys' golf team is state veteran Andrew Arndorfer. The team also includes junior Grayson Rolette, sophomores Kyle Schaaf and Aiden Rolette, and freshmen Jacob Lear and Joey Schumacher. On the girls' side, seniors Bella Capacious and Madison Illig return for the Bears. Also out is Kelly Beatty, who has already medaled once for the Bears. Other golfers include Ava Eisenbarth, Olivia Arndorfer, Riley Rosemeyer, Anna Berkey, Amanda Tilges, Ella Moeller, Molly Borman, and Lexi Galligan. Good luck to Coach Jared Montag and the golf course.
The boys' track team has grown from its initial numbers. Senior John Mice, John Capacious, Tristan Ferguson, Brad Capacious, Sam Vasky, and TJ Schnurr will be the core of the team for the Bears this year. Others to watch include Alex Mammon, Derek Kirsch, Jack Schneider, Colby Graves, Marcus Plath, Kellen Murphy, Joseph Mice, Austin Von Bank, and Quinn Swift. The team also features Hollis Bodie, Colin Casey, Joseph Bonstetter, Saban Mraz, Eric Lubenthal, Joey Trainer, Sean Davis, Isaiah Plath, Kale Kramer, Mitch Butcherfeld, and Grant Hogland. Good luck to Coach Marty Wadley and the boys' track team.
At the core of the girls' track team are seniors Madeline Sink, Laurel Diggin, and Emma Toole. Juniors on the squad include Aubrey Altman, Julia Birdie, Emma Fogarty, Jordan Hansen, Jenna Heinen, Maddie Meister, and Katie Noonan. There's a big group of sophomores including Reese Rosemeyer, Ava Bartolo, Kiana Book, Gracie Rosemeyer, Bailey Meister, Ella Nelson, Gracie Elsbecker, Hallie Minky, and Tara Crone.
The track team also features lots of freshmen. They include Isabel Casey, Marguerite Fockler, Shaylee Waters, Meredith Tigges, Marianne Capacious, Maya Kemna, Caitlin Sink, Veronica Capacious, Lily Dykey, and Emma Granginet. Good luck to Coach Brent DeGroat and the girls' track team.
Last Saturday, Garrigan's musicians went over to Britt to compete in the State Solo and Small Ensemble Music Festival. Band students took home a wide range of ratings, including two superior and two excellent awards. Senior Sammy Darling earned a Division I for her French horn solo, and Jordan Hansen earned a 1 for her clarinet solo. The Division II ratings went to Logan Hyen and the percussion choir. Congratulations, band!
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Caden Birdie. Caden Birdie comes to Garrigan from the Bancroft area. His biggest activity at school is probably trap shooting, but he's also involved in a lot of service projects. Caden went out for football as a senior, but then promptly broke his leg. Away from school, Caden enjoys farming in the rural lifestyle. He'll be attending Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon next fall, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Because of the Easter holiday, we've got 2 weeks of activities on our Golden Bear calendar. There's packaging for parish families against hunger today. Then tomorrow is Palm Sunday, the start of Holy Week.
There's dance tryouts on Monday, and at 7 p.m. there's a kindergarten through second grade concert. Then on Tuesday, the Bears will be hosting a co-ed golf meet against Fort Dodge St. Edmund.
The girls' track team is at Garner on Tuesday, and there's boys' track at Belmont. We'll have Mass on Wednesday. There's cheer tryouts that afternoon, and Wednesday night the junior class will have an overnight retreat.
Thursday is our all-school retreat in anticipation of Easter. There's a movie that afternoon, and we'll dismiss early Thursday for Easter vacation.
There's no activities on Good Friday or Holy Saturday, and next Sunday is Easter. On Monday, the 22nd, the Bears will host a co-ed golf triangular with West Hancock and Forest City.
Tuesday the 23rd, there's golf in Buffalo Center versus North Union in North Iowa. The girls' track team runs at Forest City, and there's boys' track in Emmitsburg. We'll have Mass on the 24th, and there's a special senior luncheon that day.
The Stinson Prairie Art Show is on Thursday the 25th. The school board meets that day, and the boys' and girls' track teams will be at North Union that night. Finally, there's golf at Belmont on Friday the 26th.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. We'll be off next Saturday because of Easter break. But be sure to catch up the show again April 27th when we'll be getting ready for prom here at Bishop Garrigan High School.